coming up, it's the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony and their final concert for this 2017-2018 season. They have music by Mozart, Dvorak, and the soloists for Vuitton and Shostakovich are here. Lily Kostraba, welcome.
Thank you.
And David Kim playing Shostakovich. Hi.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thought I'd talk a little bit about being in the Youth Symphony. And how long have you been in the orchestra, and what's your role?
Well, I've been in the cello section for about 5 years, and this is my first year being able to actually lead the section. And I'm, you know, pretty grateful for being able to do such a thing. It's been a wild ride, and I can't believe like next year is going to be my last year.
And Lily, how long have you been in the orchestra?
I've been in the orchestra for 6 years, and it's amazing because I started in the back of the second violins, and then I've moved up all the way to assistant concertmaster. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about playing Vuitton, because this is a wonderful concerto. I think someone once called it like a symphony with violin, that it's this big introduction and a lot of notes go by. Tell us a little bit about how long you've played this piece and why did you choose this work?
Yes, well, I love the piece. I listen to it a lot. Actually, one of my teachers gave it to me a couple of years ago, and I just started working on it a little bit, like in between other stuff. And when I started really working on it last year, it was amazing. I just love the piece. It's really hard, but it's really nice. And at the beginning, the orchestra has a really long 2D, so I don't play at all until maybe 5 minutes into the piece.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic work. We're looking forward to it. It's coming up this Sunday at the Long Center, the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. My guest, that was Lily Kostraba, and David Kim is here as well, playing Shostakovich, a very different sort of piece. I always think this is sort of very rhythmic and that sort of, you know, 1950s Russian sound. Is it fun to play? And tell us a little bit about the background that you have with this work.
The piece appeared on my YouTube feed like 2 years ago, and the person who played it was this dude named Sheku Kanda Mason, and he won a BBC's like youth musician contest with it, and I had like nothing else better to do, and so I clicked on it, and like as soon as he started playing it, I was like, oh my goodness, I need to really play this. And so, you know, I was able to ask my teacher about it, and she, you know, let me play after like a month of whining about it. But you know, it's really exciting to play. It's very different from it's probably the most different piece out of the repertoire that I've performed, but it's characterized by like not being romantic at all, but very rhythmic. You know, it's very percussive and demonstrates more of the drum-like nature of the cello rather than what other composers kind of highlight. And so, it's a very unique piece. I'm very happy to be playing it. I'm grateful that my teacher let me play it, and you know, it's been wild learning the piece.
Is it a challenge? And I imagine it's maybe a little fun to play a solo with your friends in the orchestra, because you guys have been in the orchestra for a while. Is it a little bit of pressure, but is it also a little bit fun to be able to share this music?
Yes. I know a lot of people in the orchestra, and just winning the concerto competition was amazing in the first place. And then getting to play along with everyone I know and have played with for so long, it's amazing.
A lot of my friends in the orchestra let me know how hard of a time I've given them. Like, after the first time I played through, they're like, why did you pick something so hard for the orchestra? And, you know, I'm always like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was that hard for everyone else, not just me. So, you know, it's a lot of, you know, teamwork, a lot of effort. You know, the conductor is there trying to arrange us all in this chaotic piece. So, you know, being able to play with friends is a reason why I wanted to, like, try out in the first place. Being able to play with not only my peers, but being able to play for an audience as well. Sharing a little bit of my musical love for, you know.
I'm always curious, what would you say to them to come to this concert, encourage them to come to the concert?
I would say, since these young people are playing hard works that usually young people don't play, and that just being able to listen to your peers play something just amazing, and then listening, and these pieces, especially the solo pieces, are not really standard repertoire, so you wouldn't hear them very often on a normal concert.
to answer your question, most of my friends that would want to come to a concert like this are already in the orchestra, but like it's a bit like at this time of the year, it's kind of hectic for all of my friends because they have like, it's like the concert is the day before finals for us. And so I wouldn't exactly like pressure them to come to the concert, but you know, I'd just probably tell them about it and say, hey, why don't you come down and listen? Maybe relax before you take your finals. So
I know that the orchestra plays in different places, at Jeff High School, at the Long Center. Is it make a difference when you're at the Long Center? I mean, there's a lot of folks that come through and play there. The Lafayette Symphony plays there, and they have everything from movies to rock groups. Is it a fun hall to play in?
Yeah. It's a lot more resonant than the rehearsal hall we usually have. And we didn't get to play at Jeff this year for some reason. But, you know, being there, the Long Center, it's a very resonant room. And so you get to hear every single little detail to what you're playing.
I really appreciate you guys taking out some time today and Break a Leg coming up on this Sunday. It's at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. It's the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony with Wilbur Lynn and conducting and Lily Kostraba and David Kim. I really appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.